Again, in 1971, I had a drunk driving arrest. The same kind of drill, same attorney, same amount of money, no implications, very little discussion, a lot of embarrassment, but very little discussion. But it never occurred to me that it was connected to alcohol. But here, for the very first time in 1984, I'm writing up this autobiography, and I'm seeing the progression of my drinking and the connection to the problems at home and the problems of finance and the problems at work and the problems with relationships and the problems with my health. I'm beginning to see it. And I conclude this autobiography. It took a couple hours. That's the thing I'm recommending to anybody who has any doubt about a particular addiction, whether that's alcohol or drugs, substance addictions, maybe like food, or process addictions like pornography or gambling or work or exercise or any compulsion that is reducing the quality of your life. Any activity on your part that appears to be reducing the quality of your life, that's the criteria I use for addiction, one of them. It might be worthwhile to do a little autobiography of your history with it, writing it out, and it was like in bullet points, just dots. But then they had me read it out loud to a small group of men in that hospital program. These were all inpatient alcoholic men there to recover from their declared disease. I was there just, I don't know, show and tell. I'm not even sure. Yeah. But when I wrote it out, I had this intuition that there was some kind of a problem connected to alcohol. But when I read it out loud and heard it out loud for the very first time, it had its way with me. And I had an experience like, oh my God, I'm an alcoholic. Now, the benefit was that I had had some information from these conferences and the group therapy and the individual therapy. It's really important to have information. It's really important to have a well-phrased question. And I've learned since then, one of my teachers said, it's much more important to have a really good question that you ask yourself and hold, and that you don't answer the question. You ask and you hold the question. He suggested that in the milieu of prayer, in the environment of prayer, open my heart, open my mind, and allow me to have this question percolate and be delivered to the truth. And that was an experience I was able to have consciously later on. At this point, I was having it unconsciously. I was being worked by the question, what is your problem? All right. And then, of course, when I acknowledged that, gosh, I think I have a drinking problem, that was the extent of it. They said, go to AA. And so I went to a meeting of AA and I watched them. It was a men's stag and they sit in a circle. It is my home group today, a Wednesday night men's stag in Palos Verdes. And I watched them. I'm Tom. I'm an alcoholic. I'm Alan. I'm an alcoholic. I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. And I said, I'm Herb, exploring being an alcoholic. They did that. No. They laughed, but it wasn't like at me. I know it today, but I didn't know it then, but it was a welcoming laugh. They knew that I didn't. They knew that if I came back, that I would at some point know. So it was like that, oh my God, welcome. You know, it was just so, and I must have felt it because I went back easily the next week. And eventually,